time.
If I was a top-notch poet, like Chris Okigbo, Derek Walcott, or T.S. Eliot, I would write a poem so damn deep that it bittersweet. Like a precious memory will make you weep, make you feel incomplete. Like when your lover leave, and do a defeat you concede, still you beg and you plead, till you win a reprieve, and you're ready for rock steady, but the music done already. Still, in the meantime, with me rhythm, with me rhyme, with me rough bass line, with me one sense of time, being a poet, let us step in line. If I was a top-notch poet, like Hummel Bradwick, Martin Carter, Jane Cortez, or Amiri Baraka, I would write a poem so rude and rootsy and subversive that it make the moon poet turn white with envy. Like a candomblé voodoo kumina chant, a old-time calypso or a slave song that get banned. But from Granny right down to Grand Picnic, each and everyone can recite that they want. Still, in the meantime, me got me rhythm, me got me rhyme, me got me rough bass line, me got me one sense of time. If I was a top-notch poet, like Chikaya Yutamsi, Nicholas Cohen, or Lorna Goodison, I would write a poem so beautiful that it's simple. Like a plain girl with good brains and nice ways, with a sexy disposition and plenty compassion, with a sweet smile and a subtle style. Still, me now go and scrape and go on like a ape, peddling a puerile parchment of ethnicity, with hunger, vague, fleeting hint of authenticity, like a black Lance Percival in reverse, or even worse, a babbling buffoon will lose him tongue. No, sir, not at all. With me rhythm, with me